much, much better.
Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia, how's it going?
Morena, Johnny. I'm good. Last Viewmaster would be.
Not to worry, though. There will be some brilliant new hosts.
Yes.
Next week.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm giving away too much there when I say host.
We'll see.
We'll wait and find out on Monday. Or maybe a bit later today. Who knows? Hey, Latia, what's on the box? What can we watch this weekend?
Well, I thought I'd do, two recommendations for today for a special occasion. So two very different shows. One is called Adults. It's a new FX Hulu show. Kind of like late millennial. Well, actually, no, they're Gen Z, even though the actors are older. It's like a cringe comedy adult sitcom. I think definitely playing off like, Friends and then something like Girls. Or there was this amazing show in the early 2010s called How to Make It in America, if anyone remembers that. So it's kind of like, five adults living together, navigating their 20s, living in New York. It is funny. It's got some seriously good gags. It is very cringeworthy at times. I had to look away from the camera, the screen.
Really? That cringy? The rehearsal kind of cringe? Like,
the secondhand embarrassment. Like, these characters can be very smart, but also just very socially inept, or they just take things, the show takes it to the extreme right from the first episode. It's willing to push boundaries and kind of push things into quite a dark corner of humour, which I do enjoy. It had some really great moments. The cast, I think their chemistry is really great. I would say it's a bit patchy. Like, I think the character development, I didn't feel as invested in it. And it is like a situational comedy where it kind of feels like the characters sort of start at ground zero each episode and you're just following them through like a different kind of scene or a kind of plot per episode, but there's no kind of deeper arc. In saying that, though, it is just a very fun, light, kind of bingeable show, especially if you're looking for something kind of that's not like kind of too young, Gen Z, kind of teeny bopper shows. If you want something that's a little bit older.
Great use of teeny bopper.
Teeny bopper. If you're not kind of into all of that, you want something a little bit older, a little bit more, the humour a little bit edgier, a little bit more adult, then that's a good one to get into. That's on Disney. You can watch it on Disney Plus.
Okay, hot recommend. Now, our next recommend is some local content. Now, is this a documentary?
It's a factual series called Diaries of a Junior Doctor, and it follows five junior doctors in Middlemore Hospital. It's a local drama. I heard about it last year when it got funding from NZ On Air, and they've only released one episode. It came out, I think, yesterday or the day before, and it is really good. I mean, you're following five doctors, one who she is like fresh out of med school. This is her first day, first rotation on the floor at Middlemore, thrown right into the deep end. And then you've got others, like one who's an obstetrician, gynecologist, who's been there for a few years now, but is still junior because, it takes so long to become an expert or a senior in those fields. And then one who's in like emergency medicine. So they're kind of at different, I think, phases of the junior spectrum, but they're all at Middlemore, and that first episode follows them on their first rotation in their various departments. And I think it's a really, really compelling and excellent insight into, New Zealand's probably busiest hospital with some of the most kind of vulnerable people and patients there, and how these young people are just, navigating work, the care and dedication they have for their patients, often at the sacrifice of their own kind of mental and emotional well-being. But I just think, we get a lot of medical dramas, like The Grey's Anatomy, there's that great one, The Pitt, and you see ones overseas, but it's actually really interesting to have something local, especially with so much coming out at the moment about the sort of state and crisis of the healthcare system, to really see what goes on behind the scenes and also just really humanise the people working there. Like, you get behind the scenes into their lives, their relationships, their whānau, what their hobbies outside of work and how they try and balance that. Sometimes they can't. I think it's a really, really great watch. I was really compelled by it, and I'm really looking forward to the next episode.
Hot recommends. All right, so we had Diary of a Junior Doctor. To be honest, I can't imagine doctors having a life outside of being a doctor. It seems like they'd be at work the whole time. How would you get out of that zone, eh?
I know, it's hard, and it's the emotional toll, and, you know, you're seeing in real time people who, you know, the cameras are right in there. It's not just outside. They're kind of following them live at work, and it's like, I'm getting stressed watching the girly try and take all these notes from her senior while trying to, you know, give someone CPR, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is, you know, you're thrown in the deep end with them. So, yeah, that's a great one, and it's on TVNZ On Demand. So it's free to watch here. So yeah, definitely check that one out.
Excellent. And it was also, well, sorry, what was it? Adults on...
Adults.
Was Disney. It Neon? Or Disney?
Disney.
Disney.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Latia, thank you so much for your contributions. And I'll be tuning in next Friday when you're talking to the new breakfast host.
Oh, yes. You'll be a listener this time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, won't see you next week, but ka kite.
Okay. Bye. Cheers.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.